Hi everyone, we are the Gooders, people who do good. We help people dealing with life challenges and empower them to help others. Today, we are hosting Marisa Baker. Thank you so much for being with us, Marisa.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited.
This podcast is brought to you by CirclesUp.com, the go-to place for life challenges like grief, divorce, cancer, etc. In every episode, we speak with an inspiring person who moderates an audio chat room for people dealing with the same life challenge. We will tell their story and the story of the members of their group. So again, thank you so much for being here with us, and we would love to hear your story.
Thanks. Yeah, well, I usually start my introduction with people by saying, hi, my name is Marisa. I've been married and divorced twice before 30, and now I'm 31 and figuring out life after divorce. It's so funny telling people that I've been married and divorced twice before 30. Sometimes I leave out my age and people are like, how old are you? Like, how have you been divorced twice? So there are so many things that obviously contributed to my divorces and different aspects and all of that stuff. But the moral of the story is that I didn't know who I was. I didn't know what I wanted. And I had a lot of trauma from my childhood that really left me unable to not only receive love, but to even like love myself, in the sense that like I didn't know how to set boundaries. I didn't know how I was supposed to be treated. Like, it's actually so weird dating after divorce now, because these men are like really nice and they try to take care of me and they're so protective. And I'm like, I've never had that before. So like, even just an awareness around like how men are supposed to treat you. And so yeah, there are a lot of things that kind of led up to me being twice divorced, but now I am on TikTok and all of the social media, and that's all I talk about is divorce. I love it. There's actually this TikTok sound, and it's like, why do you like it? It's a trend, but anyways, it goes, I love it. I think that it's different. And that's what I think about whenever people are like, why do you always talk about divorce? And I'm like, why not talk about divorce? You know, like, I went through this thing twice. Nobody gets married to get divorced. Not their second one, not their third one, not their fourth one, not their fifth one. Like, there's not a single soul that gets married thinking that this is going to be over at any time other than forever. So yeah, I just felt like I felt a lot of shame after my divorce, because culture says sometimes that you don't have value unless you can find a partner. And I don't want people to feel that way alone. Like, I want people, I don't want them to feel alone, because like, how terrible, right? To feel like you're not worthy anymore because you couldn't keep your partner or make your marriage work, or the fear of knowing, like, am I ever going to find love again? Do I even want love again? All of the things. But yeah, that's a little bit about me.
Wow. Thank you so much for sharing. And I think that's one thing that it's always hard to understand. We think that we hear that people are getting a divorce, people are dealing with grief, and then you kind of like, you feel for them, but you don't really deeply understand what they are going through. And I think you kind of like described a lot of like the thoughts and feeling that people, and I'm sure that people that are listening to this podcast are like, that got through a divorce, it really resonates with them. And that's like the most important thing. And for me, and obviously for you, to kind of like to help people understand that they are not alone. Everyone feels the same, all those thoughts. So maybe if you can go back to like to your first divorce, and kind of like, if you can remember the moment that you were, that you realized that, oh, I just got a divorce, I'm a divorcee, which is like, in a way, a different status than you had just a minute ago.
Yeah. So. Well, it was actually kind of weird, like the progression. I think that part of me knew before I ever even got married to my first husband that I didn't want to be married. Like, I had the cold feet. I was like, I don't know about this. But, you know, you do that thing where you're like, oh, well, everyone says this is what you're supposed to do, so I'm just going to keep going down this road, whatever. But I don't know that I ever felt at home with that person, or that I ever felt safe, or like they were going to be a lifelong partner. So fast forward, then we get married and we were on our honeymoon. And that was like the first moment where I was like, oh, crap, I'm not supposed to be here. I'm not supposed to be in this. And 3 days into our honeymoon was the first time that he used the word divorce. He was like, what did we do? Right. And I'm like, what? And anyway, so when it finally came to the point where I was like, you know, we need to be separated. Let's not do this. I think it took me like 6 months to really be like, okay, this is happening. But once it did, it was like he had posted a picture of a new girl on his social media and it was heartbreaking. Like, because he was talking to me a day before that we had been separated for months. He was talking to me a day before. I love you, Marissa. I want to make this work. Let's hang out. The day later, he posted a picture of this girl from social media. And I just remember thinking, this is it. Like, that was the moment where I was like, yeah, I am divorced. Even though it wasn't finalized, I'm like, this is over. Because I thought for 1 second, maybe we could work this out. And he used that one opportunity to kind of like take a knife and like stab me with it. And that's just not a person I'd ever want to be with. So like, that's the moment that comes to my mind when I remember thinking, this is it, we're done.
Oh, it sounds really painful, this moment. Yeah. At that time, did you know any other people that were going through a divorce or got through a divorce?
No, I felt so alone. Like, and it was like people just didn't get it, right? Like, even when I was like, yeah, I'm getting divorced, like people's response was like, did you try counseling? And it's like, if I wanted to try counseling, bet your bottom dollar I'd be in there, but I don't. Like, it's just... So they don't get it. They're not married, or maybe they are married, but maybe they're happy in that marriage, or they've stayed in that marriage, even if they didn't want to be. And so they couldn't possibly understand what it looks like to get out of one.
Yeah.
Like my close friends were really good, but yeah, no one I had known at that time or in my like area had been divorced. It was just like Marissa at 23 being like, okay, until I met my second husband who had just finalized his divorce as well. So there was him.
And when you met him, regardless of the relationship, did you feel that like he really got what you were going through because he went through a divorce?
Yeah. Like, I think we almost used each other to get over our exes. So we like almost, we skipped the healing stage and then we just started dating each other immediately. Like, our divorces were finalized after we started dating. And it was just like he did it. And I think that's what attracted us to each other was that little like trauma bond of like, you just got divorced. I just got divorced. And we were probably like feeling a little bit of that shame of like, well, who else is going to like us? Cause we're so young and divorced. Like, why don't we go for each other? And yeah. So I think we did it, but more of like in a negative way.
In terms of the relationship, you mean?
Yeah, like in terms of, it was more of like a trauma bond or an attachment rather than two people providing a safe space for the other person to heal.
Got it. So what do you think, like, someone that got through a divorce will understand that people that didn't will not? Like, what are the kind of like moments or thoughts? You started sharing some of them before, but earlier, but what do you think are like the main things that kind of like hit you when you're going through a divorce?
You're number one, you're grieving the life that you thought you were going to have. Like I said, right? No one ever plans to get divorced once they get married. So you have this vision in your head of this is how my life is going to be. And now you're like, oh, that's not happening anymore. So I have to kind of replan my life. And it looks a lot different than I had intended. And then two, I think for me it was really tough losing the family because especially with my second ex-husband, I love the family, love them. I mean, they don't like me anymore. And like, that was so hard, but not only do you lose your family, but a lot of times families feel like they need to take sides.
Yeah.
And they villainize the other partner in the name of loyalty to their sibling, son, whatever it may be. And that was so hurtful to me. Like, the one thing that sticks in my head is hate in the name of loyalty is still just hate. So yeah. Like, you can villainize me all you want. So that was really hard. And I think just the fear of the unknown, right? Like, I'm rebuilding this life. I've never lived on my own before. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do it. I'm going to figure it out, but it's also terrifying.
Yeah.
And then just another one that comes to mind, I would just say is actually a positive one, which is like hopefulness. Like, even though like my life was like burning to the ground, I also felt this relief and I was like, ah, I get to create whatever life I want now. And I get to learn who I am. I get to learn what I want. I can stop focusing on husbands or anyone else. And I can just focus on myself for the first time. And like, I can do whatever I want. And that's amazing.
Wow. Wow. That's like so powerful, like so much hope. And I think these are the things that people are looking for when they're looking for other people that are going through the same life challenges. Like, what we can provide them is hope. Like, hope is that in 6 months, in a year, in 2 years, you will feel different. So you decided to build a life where you help others as well, which is, I found, really inspiring. So you chose to share your experience on TikTok, right? And also to help other people. Can you share a little bit about kind of like what led you to share with other people?
So there's this sound on TikTok and it literally says, I have to do this because if I don't, then the damage is just damage. It's not good damage. Mm. And like that really resonated with me because I thought divorce doesn't get to have the last word, right? Like if I had to go through these really terrible things, then I can do something really amazing with it. And at minimum, I want to help people feel less alone. I want to normalize this because these people, they were like me in my first divorce. They don't know other people that are getting divorced. Their families might not understand. Their immediate friends might not understand. But you know who understands? That random girl on TikTok who is being completely open and honest, even though she gets shamed on a daily basis, you know? And to me, like knowing that one person, like this is so cliche, but knowing that one person felt less alone because I was willing to embarrass myself in the name of community, that's all I need.
Wow. That's super powerful. And I'm a little bit ashamed that you're being like, it's unacceptable. Like you're actually giving to the community, actually supporting people. So kudos to you on doing that. And so now you're leading rooms, audio rooms on the Circles app, which is amazing. And thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
Can you share a little bit about the experience? Maybe if you can think of like two members of your rooms, what were their stories and what do you think they got out of it?
I love my rooms. It is such a formal but informal space, right? Like I think the idea that people can log on, their faces aren't showing. So there's a certain level of anonymity if they want it. And it's like people just holding space for people they've never met before. And some people come and they want to talk and they want to share. And that's like amazing. And some people come and they just want to listen. They just want to know they're not alone. And so I make sure to say that in like every single room, but, the people are amazing. It's usually half men, half women. I've been like so grateful because the people in our rooms are like happy to share. And I have found some of the people that are on these rooms are actually not even divorced yet, but they're in this separation and it's like this impending doom and they're like stuck in the middle. And so that's been a really interesting thing to kind of navigate is how do we hold space for them while they're embracing the sucky middle, because that's like a really tough place to be. And there was like two or three people in my room last week that were going through that. They're like, yeah, I'm separated. And you know, I didn't ask for this, but they wanted it. So I'm just kind of sitting in the middle, but I'm so thankful for this group because this group has reminded me that I can focus on myself and I can stop worrying about them and I can love myself. And I'm like,
wow,
that's amazing. And then like it's almost just like bouncing off each other of like saying like, what did you go through? Like we like to do a high low every week. So what was your high for the week? What was your low? And one of the folks, he's my friend, Tom. I met him on TikTok. He's really great. But he was saying how hard it is when you have Facebook memories pop up and like, or Google memories, and you're like just scrolling and all of a sudden it's a picture with you and your ex. And like immediately you're like triggered and sad. And that was really like the extent of that conversation is, yeah, memory showed up this week and it really made me sad. And that's it. And it was like, just so cool because there was like three or four other people in the room that were like, oh my God, that is the worst. Right. Yeah. Like, cause you never know when it's going to happen. You don't like, cause it's that like 1 year memory thing. It's like, you don't know. And then you open your phone and you're like, why this hurts. But that's just another example of a way that we kind of vibe off each other in the room and kind of share some shared experiences.
Yeah. And do you find other people that are just listening and maybe it resonates with them, but they're not sharing the story, right?
Yeah, some people just listen for sure. It's interesting. Once you get people talking, then a lot of the people who are in the room but are being a little bit quiet, they start to like get brave. And so they may not share like a full-fledged like story, but they may just pop in, raise their hand and be like, hey, Tom, like I felt that too. And then that's it. Right. So it's really kind of cool to see, like, as people get used to the circles, and see them kind of participate more, or maybe they just put a heart. I love when people, sorry, I'm going off on a tangent, but I love when people comment in the chat boxes because some people will never talk in person, but they'll go to the message. They'll be like, Tom, that's amazing. Thank you so much for sharing that. So yeah, it's definitely just a different experience for everyone, but there are so many different ways that they can participate if they want to.
Yeah. Well, Marissa, it's really inspiring. And again, like hearing you and how kind of like you turned your life experience into a way of helping other people.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you so much for doing that. Thank you so much for being here and sharing your story and other people's story. And if people listen to this, like when people listen to this episode, you're welcome to find Marissa on the Circles app, or you can find her on TikTok. And get support. Don't be alone with it. Get support from people.
Please don't go through it alone. You don't have to. Yeah.
Thank you so much.